This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with my co-host, Denise Dirks. It is a wonderful, beautiful October day, and it's beautiful because we have our leader, our fearless leader, three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner, but as a winner in our minds, Cal Hunter, back at the computer.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for being here. Now, because we said, if you guys follow our Twitter and Instagram account, we did show pictures of Cal and Todd Kunin, who's not here, running across the beach. That's actually where they were. They said that they were out for
we're very good friends
for sickness and a job, but I believe that we caught them on the beach. So there you go. Hey, this is the most interesting, exciting, and sometimes informative show on the radio. Just remember that. Other than the alien shows, which you say, you know, those are by far better radio than us late at night driving across Nevada in a storm when your car breaks down around 2 a.m. in the morning. But other than that, this is an informative show. We have fun. But remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel if you have any questions. We are syndicated throughout the United States. Denise and I are both California bar, and I am actually I've got a Washington D.C. bar. But we do the best we can, and just remember to seek local counsel. We're not given legal advice, except for the fact when you're at the Christmas table, the Hanukkah table, the table at Thanksgiving, or, you know, maybe during a birthday party of your son or grandson, when the in-laws say something to you and you want to counter them, when they say, you said, well, Radio Law Talk hosts say as follows. That's the only time you can really use us that's legal and yeah, a way to help out.
A fully festooned Labor Day table, just as an example.
Yeah, yes, and then Cal Hunter, though not a lawyer, acts like one
on TV.
Like one on TV, so there you go. Some lawyers I know think they're lawyers, too, and they're really not. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I fit right in.
Sometimes you look at them and go, did you pass law school? Did you pass the bar?
Maybe.
We've had those on Denise before. It's like, whoa. And it's not usually the young ones. Sometimes it's the older ones. Really? Okay. Hey, we're going to talk about a lot of interesting things today. If you want to call in, it's 855 Law Radio. Welcome, Garrett Penny. My son is waiting for his bar exam. He is the call screener today, helping Cal Hunter. Thank you for coming and helping us. He wants to be a lawyer. Maybe he'll be a lawyer sometime. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And if you want to email us, email us at info@radiolawtalk.com, because there's a lot of times people want to email us later and they don't want to come on live. Remember, you don't have to be live on the air. You can call in and talk to Garrett or Cal, and if you want to, when we do a case or no case, if you want to throw an opinion out, just tell him or tweet it out, and we can put it on the air, and you don't have to be on the air, Denise, because a lot of people just don't want to do that. I was going to tell you this, Denise, so I know it's anecdotal. Get ready with the anecdotal thing. Do you have the anecdotal thing?
Okay, sure, absolutely.
Get ready with that one. So I have
that
to say,
is anecdotal.
No, this coming up is going to be anecdotal.
Gotta wait. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's coming up. So it was day before yesterday, Thursday, Denise, and I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm wondering if I should go to the doctor. Cal, you should be able to, because I know you play a lawyer on TV, and now you play a doctor.
Sure, you bet. Any part they'll pay me to play.
Yeah, let me know. I walked around and I was upset. And my wife says, I said, I can't find my glasses. I'm losing my glasses everywhere. And I couldn't find them. And my wife finally told me, said, they're on your face. I'm dead serious. I couldn't find my glasses. I had them on my face. And that tells me, what I'm saying is I'm worried about my mental capacity nowadays. So my enemies that don't like me as a lawyer might say, look, he's even admitting he's not.
That is anecdotal.
And that's very anecdotal. So we're going to talk about a man suing his lover of his wife Foreign Affair, and he wins big money. We're going to talk about that, Denise. And not to be negative, but, you know, a lot of this stuff is, you know, lawsuits can be negative at times. And we're going to talk a lot about divorce today because Denise, she's a family law attorney and knows a little bit about that. But there are laws that allow you to sue your spouses, your, you know, whether male or female, lover, and get money for it. In fact, there's one verdict that came down for $8.8 million against a person that had an affair with their wife. And this is there's only a few states that allow this. We're going to discuss that coming up. Britain is coming up with a holiday. It's the most interesting holiday. It's a legal issue. That's why we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about divorce celebrities. I mean, 2019 celebrities that have been divorced. Some interesting ones, Denise. Talking about Seinfeld winning a lawsuit against him for his show, Comedians in Cars. And then from there we'll go. We always have about 15 or 16 different cases we want to talk about, but this isn't long, 3 hours. Actually short for us, it blows by, and we're going to do that. But more important than that, Cal, you're back to do Case or No Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Did you hear that Seth stepped in and did a pretty good job of faking us?
Well, he took a shot at it, yeah. No, he did well. He did great. Now, this, by the way, this one is for double points on Divorce Saturday here on Radio Law Talk.
Okay. Divorce Saturday.
Well, it's Divorce Saturday. Now I take you to Omaha, Nebraska, where Nebraska football cheerleader Cindy Lou and Herbie Husker, the mascot for Nebraska football, wanted to get married. They set a date they were going to marry in the locker room at the Cornhusker Stadium. But then, in a moment right out of a bad movie script, Cindy Lou, the cheerleader, jumped up. She was an Episcopalian, see? And just as the preacher's voice boomed out, "Is there anyone here who has any reason why this wedding should not take place?" Cindy Lou raised her hand and said, "Yes, yes." The preacher took the heartbroken Cindy aside and listened as she confessed that Husky Herbie had, shall we say, a social disease. And he listened, she confessed, and therefore she said, "We cannot marry." So her daddy decided that he sought a lawyer because the scandal rocked the state of Nebraska, first off, and secondly, he had paid for this Nebraska wedding, no small amount of money, over $100,000 to get the locker room and all of that, and he wanted Herbie to repay him. And said, "Listen, you owe me for this wedding, dude. What are you going to do about it?" So I ask you, case or no case, since Denise is a divorce lawyer, I'm going to start with Fred.
Okay. I want the names again. Let me just say it again. Cindy Lou.
Last name is Lou, and the guy, you know, the guy that
Herbie.
Herbie Husker is the guy that puts on the Cornhusker outfit. His name is Herbie Husker. That's his actual, the mascot's name.
Is this the mascot she was going to marry?
Right.
So it's really, that's not his like real name.
No, it's not his real name. It's just the mascot.
But he was the mascot,
right,
named Herbie Husker.
And he wore that great big padded uniform, yeah, and all that stuff.
Yeah, okay, because yeah. I thought there's no such thing. I mean, Herbie Husker's not a name.
This is legit, I promise you.
The answer is the father, there's no guarantee by the son-in-law that they're going to get married. There's no contractual relationship between the father and the son-in-law. The fact that the father put out this money is on his own dime. It is his deal, and it's not the son-in-law's issue. I don't think it's foreseeable that he would get sued because he had a social disease by the father-in-law who put the money up for the wedding. And by the way, Cindy Lou could still marry him, even though he has some social diseases. And so I say, I'm going to say it's a case because it's so bizarre, Cal. I was going to say no, it's not a case because this is weird names, but I'm saying because it's so bizarre, I'm going to say it's a case, and Cindy Lou's dada loses. And I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to go out there. Don't say anything yet, Denise, because we're about ready to take a break, and Denise is going to opine much more intelligently than I am.
Well, that's the problem. She has way too much time to think about it.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Let her think about it, but we don't know. We don't know the divorce laws in Nebraska, so that doesn't matter. But I think the Husker is a really super cool mascot. Anyway, we'll find out. Come on back. Denise and I are here.
The answer to case or no case for this hour is coming up right after this. Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk on the way.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit Concussion Medical Clinic to schedule your appointment.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
All right, we're back on with Case or No Case. It's about a Cornhusker that marries the mascot. Actually, it's not. It's the individual that dressed up as the mascot. It is Cindy Lou and
Herbie Husker.
Herbie Husker. But you know what? He had apparently a social disease that she didn't tell him about, and she had to call the wedding off. And the father-in-law of Herbie Husker was really upset and said, "I want to sue Herbie Husker for $100,000." And the question is, Denise.
Denise, what say you, case or no case?
What do you think?
Well, first of all, if there was a prenuptial agreement, then there would be no obligation for any kind of, in other words, a contract was not consummated because the marriage did not go through. So there would be no obligation to repay under any prenuptial agreement. Now, could he say that Herbie Husker was unjustly enriched? Well, again, the wedding did not go through, and nobody got the benefit of having that that wedding or the reception, so I don't see any way that Mr. Liu is going to recover from Herbie Husker. Can he recover from his daughter? Perhaps, because she's the one that called off the wedding, right?
That's a good point.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, with all of those little things said, I'm going to say it's a scenario but not a case.
All right. Well, let me tell you how this all came out, because here's something you probably did not know.
Oh,
in Nebraska, it's against the law to marry if you have a social disease.
Oh.
She was legally obligated to report the fact that her intended had a social disease. Any other changes? Any comments? You want to stick with where we are?
No, I think it's a fake. I think it's. I think you're right, Denise.
I think it's a scenario.
For those of you who say it was a scenario but no case, may I see by a show of hands?
Oh, it's a real case. Yeah, it was so off the wall. Denise, you should just follow me on that. It was so crazy and off the wall. I said, this can't be a case, but yes, it is, because it's crazy.
It's based on Nebraska law, but there was actually no wedding between Herbie and Cindy Lou. It's all fake, 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 fake.
Oh, so Denise did win. So it was,
no,
this is not,
it's not a case.
No case, no case.
Oh,
no case.
Denise, you did win. Then.
Well, no, not really, because I said it was a scenario.
Yes, I'm not going to award no points on this.
No points to anybody. No. No points for you.
No points for you. And that
I didn't even get one because I said no.
No.
And that, friends, is case. Not that Denise is competitive. That's case. or no case.
All right.
On Radio Law Talk for this hour.
Oh, thank you, Cal. That was an excellent case
fun.
Or no case. And you stump us again. Hey, look, speaking of stumping us, okay, hear me out. This is just a little bit bizarre still. So, don't get offended out there. This is just a law. We're going to talk about it. There's a thing called alien and affection laws and homewrecker laws. It's in very few states. And by the way, until I studied up on this, again, I don't do family law and divorces, but I did not know that. Only a few states still have that law of alienation affection laws and or, quote, homewrecker laws. And it's Hawaii, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Utah. So what are these laws about? How did they stem? How did this come about? This is a really, really old law from an old English law, is where women were chattel or property of men way back in the days. And if you did something to that piece of property, I'm like saying, hey, you're treating women like things. No, I'm talking about the old days, the way they saw it, is that was their property. And if you did anything to their property, the men's property, you could sue that other man for touching the property, damaging the property, or having an affair with the property, which a woman was back in those days. They saw it under the law. And it transferred toward the United States, but obviously now it has nothing to do with that. It is basically any man or woman on either side or anyone can bring this case where someone has an affair with their spouse.
Or on their spouse.
Well, I would assume they'd be on their spouse. But
yeah.
I'm not quite sure we should get in those details. But the answer is...
Do they sue for damages? I mean,
yes, they sue for damages.
Okay, so what happens is the spouse that is aggrieved, that means the non-adulterous spouse, sues the third party for interfering with the relationship between the spouses.
Right.
Because marriage is sacrosanct. Right? And it used to be just exactly what Fred said. It's a common law tort, actually, that arose from common law from a long time ago, and we kind of inherited it from England. Australia also inherited it from England.
Wow.
So what happened, though, is as women were not viewed as personal property and chattel anymore, most of the states then got rid of this because it was based upon men being the personal property or holder of the women.
Well, I believe I'm the personal property of my wife. Straight up, I'm gonna say
yeah, let's
that.
Get that over with.
Let's get that over with.
Like, so, do they hire detectives and stuff like in the sordid old days with people bursting into a motel room with a light camera flashing?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure, but the funny thing is, it's not just the lover that can be sued. It can be clergymen. It can be therapists, counselors. It can be family members. Anybody who advised a spouse to seek divorce have been sued for alienation.
Yeah, North Carolina is the other one, and that's what this case. Yes. This guy by the name of Kevin Howard sues, saying he's in North Carolina, saying that basically this man had an affair with his wife, and he alienated their affections, right?
Yes, and his wife filed for divorce.
Right.
And this lover had been at his home and had dinner with him and his wife.
I'm sure he had dinner. I'm sure he's had dinner. Yeah, I'm sure he had dinner at the house.
Well, he might have had dessert as well.
I was going to say, interesting.
Wait, well, you got to hit there. That was the
say that again, Denise, please.
he had dessert also?
I said he probably had his dessert as well.
Oh, so anyway, guess how much, Denise? How much money did the guy win?
He won $750,000.
Wow.
Which is a lot of money.
I would say.
And it puts a price tag on his wife now, doesn't it?
You know what my wife said? I'm just going to throw my wife. Usually I don't bring my wife. But when I read, I talked to her about it. She goes, what are you talking about today? And usually I just say all this stuff. I told her about that. And you ready for this quote? When I told her about this, she goes, good.
Oh, man.
Good. It's like, oh, I'm
sorry. That keeps you in your place.
I better keep my own place.
At least we know where she's
at. But here, we're about ready to take a break. In August of 2018, in North Carolina, another guy paid $8.8 million by the spouse, because he was the lover, $8.8 million. So
we had to pay to the spouse.
Yeah, to the spouse. Yeah. All I'm trying to say is if you're in Hawaii, Mississippi, New Mexico, South Dakota, Utah, or North Carolina, be careful. We'll be right back. We got more Radio Law Talk coming up.
Watch your step. This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said that the U.S. economy is facing some risks at the moment, but overall it's in a good place, and the Fed's main job is to keep it there as long as possible. Powell noted that unemployment is half a century low and inflation is running close to the Fed's 2% target. While Fed officials believe they have the correct strategy and tools to extend the current record-long expansion, it's important to examine whether any changes could improve the Fed's handling of the economy. Security forces continue to open fire directly at hundreds of anti-government demonstrators in central Baghdad, killing at least 10 and injuring dozens of others hours after Iraq's top Shiite cleric warned both sides to end 4 days of violence before it's too late. The death toll has raised to 53 people killed in the clashes during the continuing protests and marked a sharp escalation in the use of force against unarmed protesters. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
It's Divorce Saturday, according to Cal, but we are talking about divorce. We just talked about a man who sued his ex-wife. Ex-wife's lover for breaking up their marriage. He was awarded $750,000. Denise, there's a little comment on that.
Yeah, I actually had a client that we filed in two different jurisdictions. His wife filed in North Carolina. He filed here in California. And we had, you know, a venue challenge. And he lost that. And what happened in his particular case is that he had committed adultery. So generally speaking, North Carolina is a no-fault state. Except there is this very odd thing that's called a divorce from bed and board. And that is when you do prove fault, then you may get more of the assets. And that's what happens sometimes in North Carolina. So I'm assuming the man who filed for breaking up the marriage between him and his wife and sued the ex-lover, I'm assuming he could have followed the same thought and right. filed for a divorce for bed and
boards.
Board.
Hey, do you want to talk about bed and board?
What's the burden of proof?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. It doesn't say. I think it's still just
right.
more. It's more likely than not because it's a civil matter, but it could be different in North Carolina.
And I could see it as you know, obviously the person saying that there's an affair has got to prove that. If that's what you're
saying. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's. that's like almost a no-brainer. Yeah. I don't know the law in North Carolina, but I'm just saying, well, of course he's going to have to prove, or she, that the other spouse
is being unfaithful somehow.
Yeah, being unfaithful. But Denise and I were talking during the break. We're not going to get in the details of what we're talking about, but where does that start? Where does that start and end? 855 Law Radio, if you want to talk to us. Up the marriage, define that. You know, is that what if they were holding hands? Is that enough? Or what if they the spouse and another lover didn't really
consummate their affair?
Consummate, go that far, and they were just kind of flirting around. Is that enough? I don't know.
Well, enough means it has to go to the heart of the marriage. So enough means that there is a breakdown in the marriage, such that one of the spouses wants to leave. Right? I think that's really what goes to the heart of that.
Does that mean if the boss makes the spouse work too much and they never show up and says, I'm going to leave because he works too much, the boss is going to get sued? I don't know. It just depends.
If the boss says, get divorced, you know. Drop your wife or husband because you need to be here at work.
Here at work, yeah.
Then he could be sued.
Yeah, interesting.
That sounds like a scene out of Mr. Mom. Remember the old movie with the... Michael Keaton and all that. Don't remember.
All I know, I got to say, Alien of Affection is what the buzzword is, and a homewrecker. So, is the boss, or is that other people, were they homewreckers? I think you can probably be a homewrecker without the full-on affair. Yeah,
right.
Well, a full sexual relationship. I don't know. Well, we're going to move on. Hey, there's celebrity couples who are basically divorcing. The biggest kind of shocker as of September 25th was... Denise was Governor Cuomo out of New York. After 14 years of marriage, they're moving on.
Yeah, and it seems to be amicable. He has children from another marriage. The two of them, it's Sandra Lee is who he's married to. The two of them have been separated, and they're going through a no-fault type of a divorce, it appears, in New York. And they were married for 14 years. So, and they've even kept up to where the stepmom, Miss Lee, has said, I'm going to maintain my relationship with my stepdaughters. And Governor Cuomo says, that's great. I agree because they have close relationships with Miss Lee. And so, anyway.
14 years, that's a lot of marriage equity, isn't it, Denise?
That's a long time. Yeah. That's a long time. California's standard is presumptively a long-term marriage after 10 years. That seems short to other people and in other states. They all have the different standards. But 14 years is a long time, especially for a second marriage. And then... the couple have listed their six-bedroom estate, which they nicknamed Lily Pond. So they've already listed it. It looks like they already have plans to divide their assets, and it looks like it's going to be an amicable divorce. I hope so.
Well, you see enough. That's a rare situation, or divorces generally amicable?
Yes and no. The ones that are truly amicable, they can get through the divorce process through mediation or collaborative type law settings where they don't ever see the inside of the courtroom. And by far, that's probably the number one way people go through a divorce, especially if they're on the same page with regard to the division of assets and the children. If they have agreements on those two, it rarely ever becomes highly contested.
Okay.
So I would say that the vast majority are uncontested, but of course, as an attorney, I see a lot that are contested because I'm hired sometimes to be, a litigation attorney.
Which is no fun, by the way. I'm sure emotions get pretty raw in those circumstances, don't they?
They can. I always say to my clients, treat it like a business decision. Because I try to get them to back out of the emotional, I have to prove my point, and see if there's a point where they can pull back and just kind of look at it objectively. Because if I can get them to look at it objectively and make business decisions, then it takes the tension out of the room. Sometimes you have to get the parties together and let them have a discussion so they can talk about the elephant in the room, or they can talk about what the other person did that just made them want to leave the marriage.
What's really bugging them. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you have, in that case, it's kind of like a cathartic moment. And usually when you have that breakthrough, the parties then are ready to take care and get it done. Sometimes that breakthrough leads to a breakdown, and you have to step away for a while and then come back, and then you're ready to do it. Some people just don't emotionally resolve as quickly as other people do, and you've got to see and know your clients well enough to see the opportunities when they're ready.
Sure.
Because that becomes very important as well.
Other divorces, what else? Who else is getting divorced? We got Miley Cyrus, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus, it's kind of funny because, that's not funny, but she's been hanging out with Brody Jenner.
Okay.
Oh, not Brody Jenner. Miley Cyrus is getting divorced from
Liam Hemsworth.
Hemsworth. Yeah. And she has been seeing and dating a girl.
Yeah. Caitlin Carter?
There you go.
Carter, yeah.
Caitlin Carter is married to Brody Jenner.
Oh, okay.
So gotcha. We've got two divorces, and both the women in the divorces started dating each other.
Okay.
So it was kind of interesting, and now the two women, Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter, have now said, we're still friends, but we're no longer partners.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, you know what? All I got to say is, if you have a chart at home, would you get your chart out and just make sure you got this going down with Miley Cyrus? You know, it'll be a chart, a flow chart, can help you understand these divorces.
So all of the connecting lines.
Yeah, all the connecting lines. Kenya Moore and Mark Daly, that's the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Star and her husband are going to split. That's another one.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about that one. You know, I watch The Housewives, many of them, quite honestly. It's my drama. You know, I like to watch it. It's like my daytime soap opera.
Your guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it is. I have to say that. But with regard to Kenya, she just really had her female clock ticking and wanted to have a baby so bad that I think she kind of jumped into this marriage
quickly.
And she, quite honestly, was very late to have a child. So it is kind of a miracle in a way that she did have a child with Mark.
Blink-182 is actually a band that I like. Apparently the husband, after 18 years, Tom and Jennifer DeLong are getting a divorce. He's 18 years of marriage. Blink 182's lead singer. We can go on and on and on.
At least it's not Nickelback for it.
Yeah, but here's the question. Sarah and Todd Palin, I didn't know they're getting a divorce.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. Well, anyway, that's the sad part of Radio Law Talk. We're going to be back and talk more about Divorce Saturday.
Stay tuned. We have more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite radio station and, of course, live at RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com.
Advertising.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
An item. I mean, look at Ivana Trump and Rossano Rubicondi. I mean, they're getting divorced, and I didn't even know they were married.
Well, at least this is according to what? Okay, what is this according to? This is a list of the latest divorces from. I don't even remember what the. So there's a number of sources that we got this from. This wasn't just one source, but anyway, there's sources out there that talk about the different ones. Anyway, let's move on, because this is the most interesting one you and I discussed earlier. And again, it's Divorce Saturday. Unfortunately, we don't want you to get divorced, but Divorce Saturday is Britain has the first official or unofficial divorce holiday. What? Tell me about this divorce holiday. What's going on?
Well, what does people, you know, okay, they took polls and they found out that people that get divorced kind of go through a little depression and they get upset and don't really know how to reenter singlehood life, right? So what they did was they created the survey. I'm sure it was a travel survey or something.
Yeah, it was
to
a travel
effect.
Agency.
Right.
Yeah.
Virgin Holidays has become the first major tour operator to offer holidays exclusively for marriages that have ended. And what that means is that they call it a divorce holiday. And right after the divorce is final, they're offering travel for four people to a destination so they can celebrate the end of the marriage. And so that person who's now is newly single gets to invite three of their friends and reconnect with their friends.
I got it. I think I know the answer to this, Denise. All the divorced couples, they should bring their divorced spouses and they all get together. And then they can intermingle and get married to one of the other divorced spouses.
Well, that could happen. That could totally happen.
Don't you think that's a good idea, Cal?
I do. I think I saw somewhere that people on Valentine's Day, divorced people send each other snarky divorce cards. Is that true? Like, kind of mean?
Well, my husband's ex had...
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, you got to hear this, too, because it's surprising. My husband's ex had our oldest son, which is my stepson, deliver to my husband a big, huge cookie in the heart shape that said, "Be my Valentine."
Ooh.
Yeah, that was after we were married.
Mm.
That was, and she didn't expect me to be there. It put our
son
in a bad place.
That was so nice.
It was subtle. My goodness. What is
Denise is the ex.
My word.
That's a good idea.
How did that fly, Denise?
Well, I quickly cut that heart in half.
Oh, and you ate half of it?
Well, everybody had peace in the room.
Have a piece of the beating heart.
Hey, why don't you just text and say, "Hey, thanks for the cookie. It was good, man. That was awesome." I guess that's a good idea. Now people are going to use that for
that. I like it.
Why don't you just say to the same thing, but have like a little jagged thing down the middle?
That's what I'm thinking.
My Valentine. Like a little cut down the middle.
Thanks for being my ex-Valentine.
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, we should start that business.
You know what? The sad thing in Britain now, they're pretty close to us. It's like one out of every two marriages end in a divorce, and three out of every... What is it? 3 in 10 divorces. Divorcees thought that this holiday would help them deal with the breakup. And it's been pretty well received. And I do remember there was a point in my life, and probably when I was in my late 30s, early 40s, where if my friends were getting divorced, some of them would have a divorce party, literally.
Mm.
And you'd go and you'd celebrate with them and you'd reconnect with them, because sometimes when you have a spouse, your friends get pushed aside.
Well, they do, because a lot of times if the spouses don't get along with, let's say there's a couple, and the husbands don't get along with each other, but the girls, they were best friends growing up. They're not going to get together very often. And so what this survey showed is there's a lot of friendships that have been, you know, basically severed because of marriages.
Yeah.
And those old friends, they don't reconnect to you. Or let's say the old girlfriend of yours, Denise, is divorced, but they're leading a kind of a different life, and you're married, and it's just not quite as...
Not in the same circles.
Yeah, not in the same circles. And so I guess that what they're doing here is, okay, now... time to reconnect in the same old circles you had. They found that 3 in 10 divorces through a holiday thought a holiday away would help them deal with the breakup. That's the one thing this survey of this company that you mentioned.
Yeah, exactly.
They also found that 3 in 5 divorced adults admit to losing touch with their friends while they were married. So this, they're trying to get them to get back in touch and reestablish and have this big event. And this one's in Las Vegas. And so I think it's a great idea, but it's a publicity, you know, stunt. But hey, we're talking about it on Radio Law Talk all over the country. So there you go. They're trying to get a divorce holiday, and they're hoping that this thing takes hold.
And Carnival, I think it was Carnival Cruises, some other travel company started a single parent holiday in 2017. And that's where if you're a single parent, you could take your child and go on a holiday and have fun with other single parents, and your kids could all play together.
Well, I think what we're going to start here is a single dad with kiddies holiday. So I think that's, you know, if you have kiddies and you're a single dad, I think there's a special holiday for you. And then you can meet other ladies that are single that have kitties too.
Todd has a kitty.
Yeah, Todd's not here. He can't stick up for his kitties.
Our
only single co-host who's not here shooting a commercial apparently.
Todd has
this last week, I was actually away, and I was with my girlfriends. My husband lets me hang out with my girlfriends.
Nice. That's
and
good.
It was really fun. We went to a kind of a spa, hot springs place. And then I also was on Kevin Wall's show. Do you know who Kevin Wall is?
Tell me.
Kevin Wall, he has a talk show. I think it's called Live and Now.
Okay.
And he's syndicated. He's all over the place. I think he's out of Reno or Las Vegas. I can't remember. But he's Nevada, out of Nevada. And he asked me to come on the show. And then he asked me, and he grilled me pretty hard. Guys, he's on KBET, K-B-E-T. That's in Reno.
K-N-R, too.
He's got podcasts. If you look up Kevin Wall, you're going to see that he's got podcasts and all that stuff. But he, like, grilled me hard on impeachment, you guys. He didn't talk to me about divorce.
Yeah.
He talked to me about impeachment. And I think I passed the test.
Well, good job. Thank you. Hey, Kevin, thanks for having Denise on.
Bet. What an honor for you. That's cool.
Okay. Yeah, who listens? Do you ever listen to Jerry Seinfeld's little thing called Comedians in Cars where they go I've never seen it. Where he goes to a coffee shop
it's
and they talk.
Good. Yeah.
And the interesting thing is he brings a different car most of the time, right? Because he has a huge array of exotic cars.
But these, I think he borrows from people. I think he borrows those exotic cars. And he's got some awesome ones, too.
Yeah. I wonder if he'd bring my 1983 Toyota Corolla that's 300,000 miles on it.
Only if he interviewed you for the show.
He should be interviewing me. Anyway, so
well, you know what he does?
Yes.
What? Is he actually borrows these cool cars from different people, and he could borrow one from you.
Okay, there we go. He could borrow my pickup. That's exactly right. I'll let him use my pickup.
I have a 67 F-100 Ford. He could borrow it,
but
it does have a manual transmission.
Yeah, but your wife's got a good car.
Oh, she does. She loves her Thunderbird.
Here's the deal. So Christian Charles, who is the director of the pilot, actually, and I didn't know it's on Netflix now. It was on a small little syndication at the beginning on Sony's Crackle, okay, which isn't as big as Netflix. Now it's distributed on Netflix, and it's big. It's gone huge. And apparently, Christian Charles has been with Jerry since 1994,
right,
collaborating with him. And they've been going over and doing things. And apparently, you know, what happens is Mr. Charles is like, wait a minute, this thing's taken off, and I want a little more money here. And I believe that I should have more money. And then jumping on his side, he thinks that he's the one that started this whole, you know, show.
He was the brainchild. Exactly that.
And so guess what he does? It always comes down to, by the way, Netflix is paying. Cal, you don't even see this. Take a guess per episode how much Netflix is now paying Jerry Seinfeld.
For the Comedians of Cars?
Yep,
I'm going to guess 3 to 5 million somewhere.
No, that's way too much. But that's $750,000.
Okay, that's
per episode. That's a lot of money.
I would say.
And there's quite a few episodes.
Yeah.
And so now Mr. Charles wants part of that, and he and Jerry have a little bit of a fight going on, and they're butting heads. And we're going to tell you when we come back for the we can't tell you when we come back for the break. Let me just tell you briefly what happened. So really quickly, what happened is Mr. Charles loses because the statute of limitations ran. He didn't bring it up quick enough.
That's right.
Because the rule is once you know that there's a breach or you think there's a breach, you got 3 years from the date, and he didn't do that. The court threw it out. He's upset, saying it was basically on a technicality. But guess what? Jerry Seinfeld wins, and he goes forward with Comedians in Cars and gets the money.
But there is an appeal. There will be an appeal.
Oh, of course there's going to be appeals. There's always an appeal. We're going to be back for second hour. Thanks for joining us this hour. Remember, if you want to see our podcast, go to www.radiolawtalk.com. Thank you.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.